Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining me today. Let me start by talking about a couple of things that are going on here in the Senate, and then I'll open it up to your questions. And first, I wanted just to mention that we've been monitoring the situation as folks throughout the state clean up from last weekend's storms. Sadly, there was one resident who died during the storm. Numerous vehicles, homes, and other structures sustained some fairly significant damage. South Dakotans are resilient, and they're generous people. Whenever something like this happens, we see neighbors helping neighbors and friends helping friends. And we will continue to keep everyone impacted by these dangerous storms in our thoughts and prayers, and as always, are available if there are any need for our offices to help out. So I want to just talk briefly about a couple of things legislatively that are going on. As most of you are aware, South Dakota businesses and agricultural producers faced numerous challenges last year during the nine-month labor dispute at 29 West Coast container ports, which didn't come to an end until this spring. In February, I highlighted the severe impact that South Dakota businesses faced during this prolonged shutdown, which impacted ag producers like Tyson's and the South Dakota Cattlemen, South Dakota businesses like Outdoor Gear Incorporated. They faced the challenge of not having a sufficient inventory, including during the holiday season, because shipments were backed up at these West Coast ports. According to some estimates, these disputes cost our economy up to $2.5 billion per day and were cited as a contributing cause to our nation's slow economic growth earlier this year. The port disputes underscored how a lack of data and transparency to quantify ongoing problems can affect businesses from California to South Dakota to New York. As a result, I led a group of senators in introducing a set of common sense reforms that would help with early identification of port labor disruptions before they inflict damage to the economy. These reforms would require yearly port metrics reporting, which would create a new level of transparency and accountability for U.S. ports and give businesses and ag producers greater certainty with regard to what's happening on the ports and the reliability, the predictability of the service there. Tomorrow, I expect that bill to be marked up and clear the Senate Commerce Committee, which I chair, and I hope that the full Senate will move on it as soon as possible. It's worth noting that this legislation doesn't change existing labor standards because that's not under the Commerce Committee's jurisdiction. That's another committee of jurisdiction. But we wanted to do the things that we could do under our committee's jurisdiction to create the kind of conditions that would prevent this sort of shutdown and all the economic dislocation and disruption that it caused from happening again. The other thing that I wanted to mention that's important to our ability to get our products to the marketplace, too, as some of you know, I introduced a Surface Transportation Board reform bill earlier this year. We've moved it through through the Commerce Committee and through the United States Senate. We're waiting to move it through the House. But that's an issue that's critically important as well to our economy, to South Dakota businesses and ag producers, because we depend on getting our products to and from the state. And when I introduced the legislation last year and then again this year, it was done with an eye toward addressing the added costs and uncertainty that many South Dakota farmers, ranchers, and businesses encounter when they're forced to deal with the Surface Transportation Board, or what we refer to as the STB. My bill, the Surface Transportation Board Reauthorization Act of 2015, has gotten broad bipartisan support, as I just mentioned. It's moved quickly through the Senate, and we're hoping to see quick action on it in the House. But it basically expands what are successful and voluntary arbitration procedures at the Surface Transportation Board when both parties have an interest in resolving rate and service disputes. It requires the STB to study and present more efficient and simplified procedures as resolution alternatives, and it gives the agency, and this is a very important point, new authority to proactively investigate issues like rail service delays, which is something that, of course, we dealt with extensively in the last few years in South Dakota, and it creates a public database of complaints so that there's more, again, transparency and more accountability with these issues. And it also creates new timelines for the Surface Transportation Board to act, to make decisions to ensure that these issues don't drag on for years and years and years. In some cases, that's been what's happened as cases have gone before the STB. So it's something that I worked with South Dakotans on for over a year. It has the support of the American Farm Bureau, South Dakota Grain and Feed, National Rural Electric Cooperatives, and the South Dakota Farmers Union. It did, as I said, clear the Commerce Committee and just passed last week the full Senate. But I think that by finding common ground among many different rail customers, shippers, commodity groups, large railroad companies themselves, we're reforming the Surface Transportation Board for the first time literally since the board's creation in 1996. And I know that the success of these reforms is going to help South Dakotans get a better deal on critical shipments both coming and going. And I'm hopeful, again, that we'll be able to see prompt action in the House of Representatives and get this on the President's desk, where I'm hoping he'll sign it into law and provide some much-needed relief to shippers in South Dakota and people who rely on rail transportation to get their products to and from the marketplace.